Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too.
Get in tuned with Miss P
on the In-Tune Show.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P, and you are now officially in tuned. For all those tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those that always support me, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep supporting. Stay in tune. So on tonight's show, we have 3 cutie pies coming on, and I'm terribly excited to have them all for myself. Yes, I'm being greedy tonight. This charismatic R&B trio started their uphill, you know, music industry in August of 1999 on a local talent show. And while rehearsing, you know, for like 2 months for the show, they decided that, hey, you know, we sound good together. So they decided to formulate a group. And 2 years later, you know, JC Angelo and Santana decided to pursue their freshly seeded R&B careers. And from there, the rest is history, guys. So there's so much to learn about them. And for all those getting in tune for the first time, you won't regret it. I mean, one day I'm, like, filtering through my emails, and, you know, I come across this particular email, and I open it, of course, and I download it. So I'm saying to myself, oh, Lord, I just hope it's not one of those, you know what I mean? And all those that know what one of those are, bad music, okay? So basically I downloaded it, and it was Crush, and I was just like, wait, hold up. This is it. This is the jam right here. So from that point on, I mean, I don't know how many times I played Crush, to be honest with you guys, and yeah, so I'm not going to play that tonight because today we're focusing on their new tracks that they have out. But for all those that tune in all the time, definitely know that I've had Crush on rotation and I had to give it a little bit of break, you know. I had to give it a break because I started learning, like, almost every word, and I was just like, okay, this is becoming too many things, you know. So I had to give it a break, and I definitely want you guys to, you know, be up to speed to what they're doing now. So that's what we're focusing on today. And if you want to know why I had, you know, Crush on repeat and on rotation, definitely check them out. And that's where we're going from there. So without further ado, we're going to have Santana, Angelo, and JC in tune with us right now. How you guys doing tonight?
What up, Miss P? How you doing?
Ooh, what's happening?
I'm over here blushing, guys. You can't see me, but I am.
We feel you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm blushing. And I just want to say, first and foremost, you know, I love Crush. I really, really, really do. And I was so, like, excited today, too, also, when I was able to, like, hurriedly, like, download Love You Slow and upload that and have that all ready for tonight, too. I was super excited about that because I'm just like, this is hot, too. What y'all trying to do to me? Seduce me?
anything you allow us to do.
Oh, yeah.
You already know. You watch the timeline, team open.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, dang, you know what they trying to do to me? You know, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to keep it PG here, you know?
Probably not, you
want. Okay, so I don't know who wants to start. And it's, you know, 3 in the group, guys, for all those that are just getting in tune with them. So I don't know who wants to start by, like, anytime you guys say something, because it is 3 of you guys, and I'm not familiar with your voices yet, but I will along the conversation. Like, just say who you are so I can, like, hone in on you and the listeners can as well. So who wants to start by telling us, you know, more of the story about how you guys became a group?
All right, this is Mosray Angelo. What it do? I like the intro you gave us. You know, it was nice and smooth. It kind of told a little bit already about us. But honestly, since we decided to become Mosray, we've just been going hard trying to put R&B at another level. You know, being able to take care of the club side and the ballad side and put a little more balance towards good music.
Right, absolutely. And who wants to piggyback off of that? Come on. It's a whole story now, guys. Come on. You know, you can share a little bit with me.
All right, let me go ahead and get into it. We always slow to warm up, but, you know, you said how did we get together, right?
Well, we know that you guys met at a talent show, right, while rehearsing?
Actually, it's a little bit for the most part. You know, of course, like every group. This is Santana, by the way. Like every group, you know, you go through a few members. So initially, I think it was about 6 guys at a talent show. We didn't even know Angelo, you know, never met him. It was JC and I and about 4 other guys. that did a talent show. We did like a Can You Stand the Rain rendition, our own rendition. Then after the talent show, you know, JC kind of came, you know, on his Martin Luther King. He said, I have a dream. And, you know, I was always tried, you know, was raised to be a go-getter. So I said, let's do it. And so, you know, we tried to rehearse and get some guys together, the whole process. And, you know, some people just didn't want it like we wanted it, you know, and then there was two. And then, you know, we kind of at that point was just sitting in the middle of campus just kind of playing basketball. I went over to get something to eat, and somebody said, I think I got another member for you. He's in the cafeteria. And, you know, we walked in, and there's this guy with his hand in the sky saying to the stars, only he was inside, though. So we couldn't figure out exactly how we could see the stars. Hey. By the name of Angelo. Hey. And so this is a true story. So, you know, I tried to get him in mid-verse. And ask him, you know, hey, what's your name? You know, have you ever thought about it? He literally shushed me with one finger because he wasn't done.
Put on your face.
and I was just like, well, damn, all right, I'll wait. You know what I'm saying? But at least then I knew he was passionate about music. And true, like after that, literally, I called JC and we met JC, you know, somewhere, I think it was like a stairwell near campus or in the city. And we, you know, just sang, should I remember the song? What was it, a Mr. song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we sang a Mr. song. I don't know if you're familiar with Mr. Bobby Valentino, and together. It was like a little hook, and as soon as we started singing, it was a wrap. Exactly like you explained it, we just kind of was like, man, we got to take this somewhere. We've been going ever since.
Right, and you know what I love the most about this story, guys, is the fact that, like you stated, a lot of people start off saying, hey, I want this and I want that, and this is what I'm going to do, but they can't hang, in other words, you know, and I love the fact that, you know, it narrowed out the weak ones, so to speak. No disrespect and no pun to anyone, but it's just kind of...
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Right, and it narrowed it down.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you narrowed it down to the strongest, and then you added, you know, the like more to like make it more concrete. So now the foundation and the walls and everything is there, you know what I mean? Because you need that wall to build a house, so... I'm excited, and I'm happy that that happened in that direction for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, sure. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, definitely. I love this story. Love it, love it, love it. It's, like, kind of poetic.
hey, check this out, Miss B. You have a sexy-ass voice, man.
You know the good voice.
Hey, sorry. No.
It was coming out from somebody in the middle.
Hey, I'm just saying. You know, you just came back. You know, you got an acronym for a name. Anybody with one letter for a name, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank
you.
This is love. I'm getting love. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You know, I'm getting love from you guys. This is just what I wanted. This is what I planned.
Just keep talking.
Yes, I am going to keep on talking. I am. So I want to know because, you know, I'm big on signs and things of that nature. What's you guys' signs?
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Okay, Angelo is a Libra.
Uh-huh.
And JC is a Leo.
Santana is a Pisces.
Okay. They're all good signs. They're all good. And I'm an Aries. And I don't know what that all means.
Yeah. You're an April Aries?
Yes, April Aries.
April, can I get your birthday? Do you mind? What day?
Oh no, it's April 16th.
I haven't met an April 16th yet.
Yeah, well, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm here, yay! You know, it's like one of those. So yeah, well, I think that was for me personally, and I can't speak for Aries abroad. I just think that, you know, I'm kind of like you guys, but a female version, just very determined and driven. To succeed, you know, even if it's at a minimal level. Like, I'm not trying to conquer the world. I'm just trying to have my stay here known.
Hey, that's all cool, right, and that's fine and dandy. But me and Pisces and Aries, we have a lot of fun, though. I you know.
What do we do? Do we go to an amusement park? What do we do?
We'll talk about that at a later date. We just kick it. We're open with each other, you know.
Oh, damn, I have to look that up. I never, ever dated a Pisces, so I definitely have to look into that ASAP.
about Libra?
Libra, never. Leo's a ton of them.
How you doing? I'm already in the film.
Like, I'm in, yes.
I'm done.
So tell me, guys, do you enjoy doing collaborations? Because for all those that don't know, they have the video for Crush. And I tuned into that, and I watched it probably 10 times back-to-back, honestly. And, yeah, it was fun. It had a lot going on in it. And I was saying the whole time while I'm watching this video, like, I should have been in this video. I should have totally been in this video. But, see, going forward, now you guys know that I should totally be in something.
Hey, let's go ahead and put this liability out there. There was a lot of things that were in the video that didn't quite make the cut.
Right.
Okay, so you really need to watch that closely again before you decide you want to be in the video.
We kept
that real G. We got a lot of behind the scenes footage on that one.
But it looked like it was so much fun, though. Did you guys enjoy, you know, the collaboration and putting that video together?
Yes, absolutely.
One of the scenes was at a hotel, mind you, so we made the best out of that.
It was one big party, and the best part about it is it was our first video. This is Santana speaking again. So we had no clue if anybody would even show up. And, you know, we were sitting there, we were nervous about it, and then next thing you know, we couldn't move. It was wall to wall. Everybody there kicked it. Shouts out to Rimrod Photography. Remy did his thing, shooting the video. You know, other artists came through, supported. Shouts out to Young Ro. Ebony Eyes, of course, coming through and supporting. You got a lot of people who do songs but won't do the video. So we got a lot of love, you know, from our city, and it was the time of our life. We kicked it.
Definitely.
I was just like, dang, I should have been up in, what was St. Louis?
Yeah,
I'm going to have to visit. I'm telling you, because I'm like, all the good stuff is happening outside of New York, and I'm not there. Like, this has to end ASAP.
We're trying to get where you at.
Right.
Okay, and I'm trying to get where you're at.
We're trying to get over there.
Okay. Let's just switch places, you know, for a second, you know, for real. Because it seemed like parties are happening everywhere but New York.
Tell you what, you come visit us, we'll take care of you. When we come up there, you take care of us.
That's exactly what I'm
Dale. Because there's no way you guys better come to New York and not let me know. That's all I have to say about that. Now, please continue.
This JC here, and then, you know, when you get in, you know, I can slide you all through KC. You know, that's where I'm from, KC representative.
Kansas City.
For real, because I don't know nothing about St. Louis, but, you know, definitely y'all made it just look so appealing. They should definitely have you guys for advertisement for St. Louis. Like, come live here. Look who's here. Look how we get part. This is how we get down here. And just have you guys, like, advertise St. Louis. Huh?
We're trying to show everybody how we get down. Like, speaking of collabs, you know, a lot of people, with our new project, we do a lot of collabs with R&B artists because we feel like, you know, a lot of the rap game has gotten so competitive, so saturated crabs in a bucket that coming in as R&B, you know, in our city, it made us different. So we were able to go up to people and get a bunch of collabs without people, you know, kind of like, nah, I don't want to do nothing with them because I'm trying to get ahead of them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're trying to get it, you know, power everybody up to be on one page and show people how we get down in the loop. Because we make it do what it do.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
is Angelo. Also, all those collabs, like over 14 collabs on that. And it's on the mixtape, it's just so hot, you know. And your song Crush, the remix is on there, too. I mean, we just went ahead and got three more people to add to Ebony Eyes, so that's five different artists on that song. It's so hot. So hot.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hot. All those collabs like that, definitely.
Yeah, I'm impressed because there are a lot of artists that I've met along the way. And definitely, like, when they have showcases and, you know, all kind of things that they have up in New York, they definitely invite me to almost everything. And a lot of artists are like they don't they're against like bringing people onto their tracks, and I don't understand that. I'm just like, if someone else has some flavor to add to the pot, then definitely do that, because I don't always want to taste the same thing all the time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's like having sex in the same position all the time. You know what I'm saying?
It's just me blushing. That's all it is. When you hear me laugh like that, it's just me blushing, you know, because I don't have a snappy comeback to that.
I'm trying to get a good analogy to express what we're saying.
I love it.
Yeah, he's trying to have you spinning like a compass. What's the rest of your number? Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. So I love it. I love it. And excuse my little laugh and stuff like that, but I'm known for that laugh, guys. I just want you to know that, okay? Y'all known for those silky voices. I'm known for my crazy laugh.
Man, you got the silkiest voice in this equation. Believe that. Even if you can't come visit us, you can mail me your voice. About an hour's worth, and we'll just play you your drops all night long at our party or something.
Stop making me blush. We have other things that we need to discuss here, fellas, okay? Like, for instance, what other hidden do you guys...
I'm sorry, what's the question? What other what?
Okay, do you guys have any other hidden talents?
Is that a trick question? You asked the wrong group that.
Right?
Wrong group that question. Oh.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like, do you guys like to cook? Is there anything else you like to do outside of music besides, you know, sex?
I'm a Pisces. I like to swim. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go there. All right. I'm going to go there. I like to eat.
Okay, okay, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Hey, I'm a Libra. I balance the scales, you know. A little bit
right.
Here, a little bit there.
No, we, you know, on the, that was the serious side of answering that question. Now we'll give you the non-serious side. Yeah, the politically correct answer. No, it's not our mind. Like, we like to play sports and spades.
Right.
You know, barbecue. Like, we just, people know us in our city, and hopefully if we're blessed to get, you know, keep going forward with our careers, they don't know us, you know, in a lot of other places. We're just some regular old people. That's our name. You know, we didn't want a Hollywood name. We didn't want to be the, you know, dynasty or something crazy. Mo Trey stands for three cats from the Mo. Three cats from Missouri. Missouri three. And we just some regular old cats. But regular stuff. We like to bowl.
Yep. Play pool. Darts.
Anything where we can talk shit.
But check it out.
Right.
Check it out. Hey, but check it out, though. Anybody listening? I want to get it on that court, that basketball court.
Yep.
Come and get it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Dang, what you
we
want?
Said it. We just some basketball players that happen to be able to sing a little bit.
Hold on. And this is JC. And this is JC for anybody. Come and get it.
Okay. All right now, JC. I'm going to have to, you know, buy me a pair of sneakers and come handle that over there. No, I'm just kidding. I don't wear sneakers.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. I don't wear sneakers, and I definitely don't break nails, so no, I don't play ball. Okay, I definitely will. Now, you guys have opened for, like, a slew of people. I mean, crazy. So, you know, thumbs up to that, and congrats, because, you know, it's countless. I was like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. I just stopped counting after a while. I really did. But, me saying that is really leading me to, who did you guys enjoy, like, opening up for the most, and why?
That's an easy one for me. This is Santana. We just recently opened up for Drew Hill.
Yeah.
No words. Like, and the reason being is because when we got together and finally got with Angelo, one of the first songs that we attempted to sing, you know, was a Drew Hill song. So, in our opinion, you know, like, you know, we're sitting here listening to these guys. They're like gods to us. Like, you really can't touch them. You know, Jodeci, Drew Hill, all these guys. And then to finally sing your way, in a way, to Drew Hill, to the same stage, to meet them. You know, when they got off the plane, we all went and ate barbecue, Rib Shack. Like, it was, you know, it was really it was priceless, so to speak. You know, we knew we had done something right.
Right.
Absolutely. And I love the way that you guys, you know, you jokey, you know, you flirty and, you know, things of that nature. But when you really, you know, t- talk, you have something that you really can get out of what you're saying. Like, you can convey yourselves very well. I love it, love it, love it. Because the one thing that I like is the fact that when people can, you know, articulate very well something and I can get it versus, you know what I'm saying, son, and then, no, I don't get that, really. I really don't, and I'm not your son, really, you know. So I just feel like coming up in this business, it's all good when you're with your friends and stuff of that nature because, you know, I can get a little bit out of character myself. However, I just feel like the overall picture is when you're trying to sell yourself, it's like, are you trying to sell that to someone? Period. Because they're not going to buy it.
Right.
You know, they're not going to buy it. But I love the fact that you guys speak in full sentences and, you know, that's right there. That's hot. That's hot. So keep that going. Seriously. I love it. And I love the fact that you guys are humble, too. Although you just, you know, just challenged the whole 10,000 listeners to a basketball fight. But it's okay. I still appreciate you. A battle. Not a fight, but a battle on the court.
We went out to our cars after the third song and grabbed our shoes and sat them at the front of the stage before we did our second set. It's that serious. said, because some people in the crowd were saying, man, y'all ain't, we said, whoever won it, after we get out this stage, y'all can meet us down. We was at a college camp. We said, we can step right over here to this gym.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we did.
Over there in jeans.
In jeans.
And whatever shoes we had on.
Exactly.
Did you guys take pictures or video record that? Like, what? Come on, something has to come out of that. What happened?
We should have. We didn't, but we will going forward in the future.
Absolutely, because I would have loved it. So just keep that in mind. Like, Miss P wants to see it all go down. I really do. So we have a caller on the line. And we're going to take it because they've been on for a while. And 612, you online with Santana, Angelo, JC, and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss P. It is Miss Queen C. Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
One, two, three.
We opening
up some lines.
What up, Queen C?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing? You know, I do a pretty good job. I'm supporting y'all. I love Motre. Team Motre all day. Pound open. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Yep. I have a question for y'all. So when is that College Freak 12 mixtape dropping hosted by y'all?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
When is College Freak 12 dropping?
You know what? HB Smooth just put up, you know, a couple of days ago, kind of, you know, the little graphic that's saying it was coming soon. We really haven't, you know, we letting them do his thing for the most part. It's Santana speaking, by the way, Miss P. I mean, and we, you know, we just kind of waiting for it. You know, we gave him the, you know, we did what we were supposed to do, and we know he's going to come out high with what he's supposed to do. So hopefully within the next couple weeks, or, you know, to a month. I couldn't remember. When was it? Did he say?
He actually tagged me and Santana. He tagged me and you on the official cover of it. Well, there was two different ones. I don't know if you saw it earlier on Facebook.
Today?
Yeah, it was today. It says College Freak 12. He said this one or that one. He said this one or that one. We had to choose or whatnot. He only tagged me in Santana.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna have to get on my phone here in a second. I haven't been able to get on my face, you know, on FB today. Been running around, so I'll definitely do that today. But yeah, we're excited about that one. We definitely represented Team Open hosting that mixtape.
You got a very, very, very talented group on your show today. I definitely love Motre. Like, shout out to JP for linking me up with them, the manager. She is very, very appreciated, you know. And Motre, sorry for killing your timeline. I know y'all be like, damn, another Miss Queen C mentioned.
Keep doing what you do. You make promo easy for us. Retweet, baby. We are not mad. Keep killing.
All right, you know. Definitely.
Miss Queen, before you go, definitely plug Next to Blow Radio.
Okay, make sure y'all tune in every day of the week on Next Blow Radio. We have a host on live every day. Hot shows, Next to Blow Radio, 718-664-9115, at Next, the number 2, Blow Radio, and that's what it is. Website will be up soon, so definitely link up. That's what it is.
Yay,
definitely. Into Radio, Miss P, I love you.
I love you, too. Thank
her
you, babe.
Awesome. That's crazy. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to call in.
Appreciate you calling in for your team, man.
Yeah.
Miss P, yes. I got to know. I got to know. Are you open?
Am I open?
I am.
I'm sitting here trying to, I'm trying to, you know, thank you for calling because you kind of broke the monotony. You broke the monotony by calling. Yeah, exactly.
She's still a little hesitant, Queen T. We'll be done with her.
No, she's going to learn today, y'all.
What was that?
Hello? Yeah, don't do it. Don't sing, because then I will have to be, you know, online looking for flights, you know. I don't want to do that. Not tonight.
Yo,
I have to be somewhere in the morning.
Voices, they can sing amazingly, like, not even on, like, record. It's just, like, a cappella, they can sing real nice. So if you get chance, if you get time, let them sing. They're real nice.
Yay, definitely. I'm going to keep that in mind. You know, I have to, you know, probably go get a sip of, you know, water over here next to me or something like that. But I'm definitely going to keep that in the frontal lobe. But thank you so much, Miss Queen T.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good night.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was awesome. You know, she loves you guys, you know, and we love her.
Yeah, buddy, man. Her shouts out to her and shouts out to Magasia. You know, we're actually still, we've done a lot of radio interviews here of late, and you know, we appreciate the people like you said that are very well articulated and professional, and those are definitely two very professional young ladies, and yourself, very professional.
You.
We appreciate that, definitely.
Definitely. This is what makes the world go around. You know, everybody just, you know, knowing how to have fun, but knowing how to turn it off and on is always the key to success, in my opinion.
That's a good opinion. Don't do this.
Cut it out. Cut it out. So when did you guys first start singing? Because we didn't even talk about that, like the youth. Like, when did that all start happening?
Before we met?
Of course, before you guys met. But I'm talking about, like, when, okay, say for instance, you're 6, 7, and then all of a sudden you're just, like, singing songs that you're belting out because mom is playing X, Y, and Z. And, you know, how did that all, the singing, take place in your life?
Well, this is JC, and I got a simple word, church.
Church,
man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what age was that, JC?
My bad. You had to correct me. My bad. Church.
No, church. It's okay, church. So when you started in church, how old were you?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in a choir and things of that nature?
Yes. I was in our youth choirs, everything back in Kansas City. You know, we were a close-knit group. But not only that, you know, my sister sang as well. My sister, she's about 5 or 6 years older than me. And, you know, and she was also one to inspire me as well, so.
Okay. And what about you, Santana?
Well, actually, my story is kind of crazy. When I met these guys, I never sang before. When we did the talent show, I actually played my saxophone. I played pretty much any instrument that doesn't have a string on it. I don't like string instruments.
Wait, hold on. Stop for 1 second. A saxophone?
Yes,
a saxophone.
Saxophone. S-E-X.
Okay. I need to get over that real quick. Saxophone. Okay, I'm over it now. Okay, continue, please.
Yeah,
I love it.
I was a, you know, what you call a band geek. I landed, you know, I play every instrument, started on clarinet, you know, I played piano, ended up drumline, like a drumline head. You know, that was my thing. You know, I marched, drum corps, things like that. So music was always my thing. And I listened to everything. Michael Jackson head when I was a boy. I'm talking about I'd cry if I had to leave in the middle of a Thriller video. One of those type kids. But I just never sang because I always had an instrument that I was playing. You know, so if it was a saxophone, of course, if I'm, you know, trying to put air into my saxophone, then I can't be singing. Mm-hmm. And so when I met JC, you know, like I tell people all the time, they look at me crazy. It's like he's actually my biggest vocal inspiration because that's pretty much all I know. I've always been a writer, too. Like, I used to write poetry, so I figured I'd just learn how to sing from him, hold my note down, and let him, you know, let these guys do all the work. And eventually, once you do that, if you're around it long enough, then you kind of learn how to sing, too.
Right. That's awesome. Okay, and my last husband?
Oh, yeah, I'm married to the music. Hey, okay, this is Angelo. Basically, I've been singing since I was 5.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Everywhere. But honestly, like, I didn't know my father, like, was a singer as well until I got older because I didn't really grow up with my parents like that. And he basically was singing for a long time. He actually knew Earth, Wind, and Fire in high school and stuff and had a chance to maybe sing with them, but they met their final member before he got a chance to join them. But that's his history. Basically, mine is I didn't know he sang, so I guess just my mom and him playing music throughout the house, like Michael Jackson and Sade and Lionel Richie, like songs like that. I love music. I'm more of that smooth singer anyway, so they had that mood music that was always playing, the incense, so I just kind of grew up in that atmosphere temporarily, and then my passions just had always been there. So, again, like Santana, I used to write poetry and write songs and stories and stuff, and just had a big imagination, so make sure you check out that Guilty Pleasure, by the way. You'll see that imagination.
Right, so that's awesome. That's awesome,
absolutely.
And I love it. But I wanted to ask JC, now, with you growing up in church, was it church? Sorry, I don't know if I'm saying it right. But when you grew up in church, was your family, like, against it when you wanted to transition out into, like, R&B and stuff of that nature? Were they for it or against it?
I really didn't have one of those extremely, extremely religious families, like, but we went to church every Sunday, you know, like that was just a part of my upbringing as far as my parents were concerned, you know, and it's just like when I wanted to do the R&B thing, you know, they were just more or less like, you know, as long as you take care of your business, as far as really, really like schooling and stuff, I mean, you can just do what you want. So, you know, as far as the church and the R&B, it really wasn't a problem.
Okay, good. Good, because, you know, some families do have problems with that. You know, so I'm always curious when people say that they started from church, the response of the family. But I'm glad that they were very receptive to the transition because it's a good one. So I'm really happy about that. So as far as, like, writing and producing and things of that nature, do you guys write as a team, write individually? How does that all take place?
This is JC. I don't write. I just sing. One day I probably will write something, but as of right now,
we've been waiting on that verse for years.
I just sing it. I'm okay with that. And
I'm right. Absolutely. I think that would be me too, JC. Like, hey, just tell me what I have to do. Just tell me what I have to do, and I'm going to do it. So you guys.
We'll remember that. I said, we'll remember that when you come back.
Tell you what you have to do. Immediate instruction. Follow the steps. Be open.
Exactly. Like, I won't have an excuse. Be like, I emailed you the instructions and everything you have to do. So remember that playback on the Intune show that day? Yeah.
Smartphones that made it easy. All we do is copy paste. That means we can email, Twitter, mm-hmm. put on Facebook, all in like 60 seconds.
In the blink of an eye.
Matter of fact, we might just take a picture
of the instruction and just Instagram it.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly. But you can't Instagram me yet, guys. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'll let you guys know with a tweet.
No,
okay?
That whole textgram, and that'll make your life
better.
I'm going to send a single telegram to you guys. But I'm sorry, guys. Come on, we're playing. Okay, tell me. I'm interested.
Okay, here's the thing. As far as the writing, like, Angelo and I have said, this is Santana. I don't know if you heard I Want You. I believe I sent it to you. Wasn't sure if you got that one. We've collabed on a couple songs, but for the most part, like, I tell people, you know, if you listen to the mixtape, we have a skit where, you know, we kind of explain our strengths, and writing is just my thing. I'd rather write than sing, and that's just the honest truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stage, and it's fun, but if I could, I'd just stay behind the scenes and just write for everybody under the sun.
Yeah, he'll be doing a little bit of both of that.
So, that's just pretty much. As far as the production, actually one of my closest friends that was playing instruments with me from fourth grade on up, he's also, very deep in the church, but, you know, very, very talented musician, but absolutely sick on the piano. He does pretty much 90% of anything you've ever heard from us. You know, he produced Crush, he produced,
I Want You,
he produced Superman. We've only teamed up, we actually only have teamed up with maybe a total of 3 producers, because it's so hard in our city to find good R&B production. You know, it's a bunch of beats, but nobody makes a song. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of make a hip-hop beat and be like, you can't sing over that? You know, and it's just like, no, we want it to have changes. We want the music to, you know, take people through moves and change. That's what R&B is. It's rhythm and blues, you know, rhythm being a beat, blues being a story. Tell your story over the beat. We can't tell a story if the beat just stays the same. There's no dynamics.
Chord
progressions, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, we pretty much stick to his. Shouts out to him. His name is Marlon Smith, a.k.a. Rain.
Hey, Rain.
You know, you can find him on Facebook, Marlon Smith. Shouts out to La Costa Productions. That's also one other person. And there's a guy by the name of Carl who produced Love You Slow. And that's it. That's our machine. After I write it, JC and Angelo just arrange the hell out of it. I just pass it to them. Like, all right, y'all turn.
Yeah, we have a little factory over here,
Right. So how do you guys, because you know, like, through life, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So how do you guys respond to negative feedback from your music?
With a handshake.
Absolutely.
Like definitely.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Because at the end of the day, like, you keep it real, it helps us learn how we can be better for our fans, you know. And not just for our fans, for our craft. And basically our fans are our friends, like, we want everybody to fall in love with the stories we tell, because the stories are usually relatable situations to everyday life. We're regular people. We live everyday life. Money or no money, we live regular life. So when it comes down to it, our stories are a testament to that. And we hope that people appreciate those stories and use them and relate them to themselves, you know. Not just any old songs. They all have some kind of substance to it. So
that won't change either. I wear white T-shirts. Basketball shorts every day now. If I had $1 million, I'd wear white T-shirts and basketball shorts every day.
I have a nice watch, though.
Yeah, I got it. I probably have about 102 white V-necks. I mean, if I like DiGiorno pizza right now, I'm not going to get rich right and decide I want to go pay $35 for a store-bought pizza. I'm still going to eat DiGiorno's pizza. So it's just, we regular, man, and that's just what it is. We want people to know.
Right, absolutely, and I love it. I love the humble attitude, you know, and it is so ironic that you brought up the white tees and stuff, because I have a little brother that I'd be like, okay, dude, can I take you to go buy something? You know what I mean? Because he's like, this is a brand new tee. And I'm like, listen, you know, like, every single time I see you, people are going to think that you don't have any clothes. I don't care what people say, you know. So it's just so funny, because that dude will not put on anything else unless it's a funeral, a wedding, or something. You know what I mean? Like, stays in white T-shirts. So I understand now. I was angry, but now I understand.
And you can tell him this, like, and he probably does get this, like, our thing is, you know, throughout the day, you'll probably, say you're getting ready to come to the club, you're in our city, you know we're getting ready to get down at the Drew Hill show. At that Drew Hill show, when it comes to what we dress and our attire and our image, you know, we're going to go in. And we're going to keep it.
Place for everything.
Yeah, we're going, you know, we out and we got to go to the club, we're going to get it in. It's not like, you know, if it's a time we got to suit up and put on a tie, you know, JC, I, Angelo, we can tie a tie three or four different ways. It's not that we can't. It's just that when we get a chance not to have to, that's become like a job for us, and we treat it like that. It's a career. So if I'm a nurse and I wear scrubs all day for my job, when I get off work, I don't want to wear scrubs. So if we have to dress and keep it fly all day long, we're on stage and in the clubs, when we get off, we want to be comfortable. We want to chill.
No, I totally get that because, guys, honestly, I'm only, like, looking halfway decent, okay? And that's why I don't understand why I get so much love in the streets because I'm like, really? Do you see what I have on right now?
Hey, because you sound like $1 million, though.
Right.
That's what that is.
I'm going to give you a little secret, though. I'm going to give you a secret. Right, so men are usually turned on by women that look regular. I mean, that look like that. You could take them home or you could take them bowling. You could do whatever. Like, when you dressed up, men get a little intimidated sometimes because they don't know how to approach you. They feel like either she already got somebody.
Maybe she's bougie, she's arrogant, she's snobby.
So keep your nails clean, you know, face wash.
And a real good man will see through it. He'll say, well, she looks regular, but then when he looks at your nails and see that they're pristine, then he'll know she's regular on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I'm so glad you brought that up because my nails, my toes, and I was just having a conversation with someone the other day because I'm like, how can this girl sit in this nail place and say that, oh, my God, I didn't have my nails done since October. I'm like, October of last year. Like, I got into the conversation, was not talking to me, but I just couldn't believe it because I'm like, what, every 2 weeks, my feet and my nails, my eyebrows are done. That is automatic, period. Enough said. Like, you don't, even if you're not sleeping with someone, you definitely sleep by yourself and you need to feel good about yourself. So basically, if you can't take care of your own grooming, then no one else is going to want you. Seriously. So definitely, ladies, keep your toes done all year round. Not just when you know, putting on sandals because it's getting hot outside. Come on. That's just not a good look, in my opinion.
I love a French pedicure and a French manicure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just a clear coat, no designs, no crazy stuff on your nails, you know.
It's natural, but it says you take care of yourself, and you actually, you know, put some, not afraid to spend a couple dollars to do so. That's what's up.
Hey, a girl in a white tee and some pink plain pants or shorts in the back. That is the ultimate turn on, okay?
Hey, with some all black and hot pink Air Max.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I don't fall into that criteria, guys. Dang, like the sneaker thing, you know? Like, honestly, I own a few pairs, but they, like, you know, designer sneakers, but I don't wear them often. They all look like I never touched them. I don't even think I wore them. Honestly.
I mean,
never said we didn't like heels.
Or sandals. If you got the toes out and you got it right, then that's cool, too.
Hey, yeah, my thing is, if it goes an inch past in the back, though, they too big for your feet. They still hitting your foot. You're not too uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, if they don't have your size, let that be what it is.
Right.
Walk off the foot. Okay?
Okay.
Don't tell yourself, I can do a half size up or a half size down. Like, go to another store.
Oh, God. I just pick another pair.
Something.
Cute is comfortable.
Yeah, they got that same part with you in heels that don't fit right. And, you know, you like trying to be cute, but you know they don't feel right. And you got that, you know, the same walk. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. We can take to the movies because we got to wait for you to get there. Hey.
It's so crazy, but it's true, though, guys, you know, and it's definitely how I feel about some individuals that be out here with these tight jeans on and pushing their stomachs, making them look like little blueberry muffins in their pants. Like, just leave it alone and just go to the size that fit, period. Or go to the gym, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, just make it happen.
I'll say this, a little disclaimer, we love all women, though. It's just a matter of these are our preferences.
No, definitely, definitely. You know, I love everyone, too, but enough is enough of the craziness. And if no one ever says, like, hey, you know, and I say this sometimes, like, do these people even have friends or people that love them? What's happening?
I officially deem us, we need to start another club. We got Team Over, and we're going to start Team Stop.
I want to be down with that team. Definitely.
Hey, Queen T, if you're listening, tweet that. Team Stop.
Team Stop It.
Yeah. Team Stop
tweet
It.
Tweet that times 10. Seriously.
Hey, we'll
and tweet that to me so I can retweet it.
And it's getting hot, okay? If you don't have a bathing suit that don't fit your body, wear a t-shirt and some shorts. It is okay. Okay? It is okay. It's sexy, okay? And the slogan for Team Stop It is, come on, man.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. I love the creativity. This is how you can tell you guys are talented and gifted, okay? Coming up with stuff like this in a matter of seconds. You know, I wouldn't have never been able to do it, ever. So.
Right.
I love it, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to talk to you guys tonight because, you know, my cheeks hurt. Thank you. Now I'm going to have to go,
quick,
like...
Can I do a quick shout-out real quick, too?
No, sure, and I still have, like, two more questions I need to ask you guys.
Because, you know, I want to give a quick shout-out.
Sure.
To Miss Regina Renee, because she go hard for us, and we haven't met, until I'm going to hold her, too. She listening. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold her, too. Showing
yay,
up for all
Regina.
The dope. Coochie joints are in the A. Shout
yay.
Out to it
though. Yeah, definitely. Much love.
She wakes us up every morning with all love.
Yes, she does.
I love that though. I love that. I love that people are like so into tune to you guys that, you know, they're just like, hey, it's on a regimen. And not because they have to be, just because they want to be. And that's what, you know, really makes it awesome. So shouts out to her. For being awesome and showing love the way you do. Definitely. Yeah. So
what are we talking here? You know, I'm trying to get that East Coast sound in my voice.
What East Coast sound?
Come on.
Hey, you guys are the ones with the accents. Say, come on.
Can you say Chinaman?
Can I say what?
Chinaman.
Chinaman? Yeah,
that's,
Chinaman.
That's what we call our Chinese restaurants here in St. Louis, okay? Not Rice House. That's a Chinese place. We call it the Chinaman.
Where are you from? Can I ask that? Where are you
from?
Yeah,
from New York.
From New York? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to make sure some people, you know, live in places, but they were originally from somewhere
else. Definitely. I'm from New York. I was born in Queens, New York. So I'm here.
Queens, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Aries, April 16th.
Aries. April 16th, and I reside in Westchester County, New York, at this moment
that's
in time.
We,
yeah,
we will come up there and kick it one of these days. That's a promise. All right.
Yeah, you guys better. Right. You guys better. I'm going to be upset.
All right, son.
Look, you better do it, man. You better do it, son D. You better do it. Okay.
I have a feeling that that's not correct, Shorty.
No, I don't think it is either, but, you know, I'm just going with the flow right now. So I just had, like, two more questions for you guys. And one, two, three questions from people that tweeted me stuff to ask you guys, okay? So my question was, one of my questions is, what has been, like, the highest and the lowest point of your career so far?
Let's probably start with that. That's a good question. Lowest point. You know what? This is Santana speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, like any other group, I'd probably say the lowest point in our career is going through the separation. There used to be four of us. And in any group, you know, once, you know, you gel yourselves as a unit. And so once that unit is broken, there's always the question of should we keep going? And, you know, one of our lead singers decided to, you know, pursue other directions musically at one point in time. And, you know, it was a test of faith for us. You know, JC being from Kansas City, he's actually had times when his job has taken him and moved him to Nashville.
you know, for 2 years. So we were actually, when you, the song You Love So Much, Crush, we recorded, and we all weren't even in the same city together. So it was just hard to make a way to do those things. But, you know, when you have somebody leave the group like that before, like we actually took a break and we had to come and meet up with each other and say, hey, well, you know, what do you want to do? You know, we going to keep going or not? And, you know, that, it's kind of scary and low at the same time, but, as you know, as the world can see, we're still here, we're still standing, and we're still walking, so.
Okay, this is Angelo. I want to answer for that best time whenever you get some feedback. You ready?
You want? Mm-hmm. You said what, okay, Angelo?
No, he thought you were going to feedback on what I was saying. He was just.
No. I think that, you know, that's awesome, and that's an excellent example. But now tell us about a high time, anyone.
For me, this is Angelo. My high time has been, outside of when we met, really just the mixtape process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like we finally completed a project with so many years of passion behind it. In a short time span, too. Trust me, that was work. Getting that mixtape. We're talking about some miles driven just to get to the studio on time, do these songs, and with limited resources, and God bless us to make that happen.
Highlight on limited resources, a.k.a. broke.
Broke.
All right, keep going.
Broke. So, and we made it happen. You know, God just continued to push us, voices and all, making sure we was clear what we needed to be. Even if we weren't clear, still made it happen. And at the end of the day, I feel like that project saying a lot to our people and our fans, and for us that we can get something done and finally see all our years of work finally pushed to a real direction.
With that being said, too, shouts out to Where You Want to Be Entertainment, Unheard Media, our manager, Jackie Phillips, JP, because meeting her was definitely a blessing, and she's pushed us. She continues to push us. She always pushes us. Sometimes she pushes us too hard. But, you know, we at the end of the day, you know, it all balances out in the end.
Yeah. We get pushed a lot.
It all balances out, and it all results in, you know, it's like Angelo said, God bless us. It all resulted in positive things. Like, you got to trudge through the bad to get to the good. And I would have to agree to him. The highlight of everything that we've done is putting the whole project together, Married to the Music, which is why we called it Married to the Music. You know, that symbolizes our focus on what we're doing. We, you know, we're here to not bring you the best R&B. You know, we're not the best singers, we're not the best writers, but I guarantee you we're the best at one thing, and that's doing Motrey. You know, if anybody can come do Motrey better than Motrey, then where you at? You know, we're only us. We can only be us. So we're married to the music. We focus, and this is what we do. We're trying to give people good music.
Absolutely, and that kind of, like, sums up, like, my next question, because I always like to ask all my guests, like, you know, your greatest inspirations and what inspires you and things of that nature. But I think, like, your story alone and the journey that you guys have, you know, traveled thus far has pretty much kind of, like, summed it up to, you know, the inspiration of just the love and the passion of what you do, a Motrey, you know, that this is who we are and this is what we're about, the love of the music. And I just love the way that it's like, okay, fine, I don't write, but I contribute to this. This one writes, and it's okay that this one doesn't, and this one, you know, it's just like a team effort. So I'm just so thrilled about the whole energy of you guys, and I'm definitely not a fan because I'm not anyone's fan. I'm a supporter. Let me just put that out there. So from now on, like, I've been supporting you guys before I even, you know, had the opportunity to talk with you, but even more so now that I'm in tune to you. So it's just, you know, like, inspiring to me that you guys had went through these transitions and overcame them, and now you at this degree where it was like, hey, this is what it is, and we're the best at what we do, period, and I love it. That's the type of attitudes I'm into.
Right. And and by saying that, just to clear it up, when we say the best at what we do, you know, that's basically saying we can only do us.
Exactly.
You know?
I got that 100%. Okay. I'm into that totally. Like, that's how cocky I am with my stuff. Like, I'm Miss P,
right.
Period. That's it. I'm not trying to be this one,
no.
That one. I'm me, and I'm the best at who I am and running things the way I know how to do it, period. It's either you on board or you sinking, because I'm not going down. So I definitely
get that. And in that mixtape process, too, definitely, while I'm thinking about it, as far as support, I want to give a special shout out to another very special artist by the name of Kawani, who got, what we like to say, inside the music with us. She walked with us throughout that mixtape, from arrangements to, you know, her song is on the mixtape. It's called Loving You. She's also featured on the 4 a.m. remix we did. Shout out to Noni Fiona, but Kawani, that's Kawani's voice, but a lot of people, they see the outside, but they don't know, you know, how much she actually contributed to the project, whether it be from verse, you know, she's Loving You, for example. She actually wrote the second verse in the chorus to that song.
Love You Slow.
I mean, I'm sorry, not Loving You, Love You Slow. The song you played, you know, at the beginning of the show. And you know, we want to give a special shout out to her for you know, basically being there and being that extra musician we needed to make our project, you know, as good as it could possibly have been.
Oh, yes, much love to her, because you know what? I listen to 4 a.m., and I'm going to play that, you know, before I, you know, I tune out tonight, and I love it. You know, I love you guys, you know, totally, and I'm definitely into it, and I'm just pleased that I have more tracks to play now and not kill my listeners with Crush, because they all like it, but, you know, after a while, it's just like, okay, now, Miss P, what's up? You know, no, they don't have another track, so now I'm excited that I have a few tracks to play their ears off to. So definitely keep them coming. And I like how I don't even have to ask you guys. You just totally, I go into my mailbox and they're just all there waiting for me. So thank you for that, guys.
I'm trying to space it out. We got 22 tracks on the mixtape. I can keep them coming all day.
No, you better keep them coming. Keep them coming. And then definitely the next time you guys are in the studio, if y'all think about it, and, you know, y'all can also, you know, send me a drop, that would be awesome.
You know what? We will do that, because, yeah, definitely. We're starting to have fun doing them. We get to put a little bit of us on these. We actually have a lot of fun doing those.
I can't wait. Yes, babes.
We just want to say that we love you, too.
Aww.
That's it. Yeah, straight up.
I'm blushing over here. Stop it. So I have a few questions from the listeners, and they're patiently awaiting. So I'm going to ask, and if it's something that is too personal, then you guys don't have to answer it. Okay, so would you date a fan?
Wow, that's a horror.
How about this? This is JC. We might not date a fan, but we'll definitely date a supporter.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll definitely date a supporter.
Yeah. Because a supporter technically is not a fan.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely not. Definitely not, guys, because listen, you guys tour, you do all of that stuff. You have your fans, you have your supporters, and then you have your groupies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all three are different levels of, you know, contribution to what you guys do. So, you know, like I said, I've been to plenty of different shows, and I'm, you know, and I just had to start putting them into categories. And I'm like, hey, I have to separate myself from that, because you know what? I enjoy you. I love it, but I'm not going there with it, okay? I'm still a lady at the end of the day.
And that shows a professionalism about you. And that statement, I'm a lady, you know, if JP is listening right now, our manager, she would really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, JP, shout out to her, because she is awesome, and she and I were going back and forth in emails, and it was just like the cutest little emails, and I love cute emails, because I always sign off with hugs when they're cute. I like to embrace everybody. Exactly. So the next question, how would someone get your attention? Now, we know about the toes and the nail polish, the French manicure.
You heard about the pink pants, right?
And the pink pants from Victoria's Secrets, definitely.
Yeah. You absolutely get my attention with that. That's Angelo speaking, okay? I like a person a woman that's not afraid to speak with a handshake and a smile, you know. Say, hey, my name is this. I like what you do. Or, you know, I really appreciate, you know, saying that you're a hard-working guy. Like, acknowledge the guy part, you know what I'm saying? Acknowledge that we're men. And just like you want to be respected as a woman, we would be respected as a man, you know. We're not me,
definitely.
Not flesh, but men. And as you can hear from our conversation, we have some integrity to us, and we want the same in respect. That's the best way to approach us. Food is good, too, though.
If you can cook, ladies.
I just knew we were going to get around there.
As nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. You know, I know how to make some great sandwiches. No, I'm just kidding. But
Angela, say, as long as you make them in those pink pants.
Okay, in those pink pants. And you know what's so funny? I just think that I look so awkward in those pants that I've never, like, took them out the store. But just because now that I know that you like them, that's definitely happening on my lunch break tomorrow. I'm definitely going to Vicky's and getting a pair of those pants. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to put them up on Twitter. I'm going to put it up on Twitter. And I'm going to let you see. Miss P know how to be down.
That's what's good.
Definitely.
This is from Tamara speaking on that subject, you know, to kind of piggyback off Angelo. Like, I have to be around. Like, I try to get close enough. Like, usually there's so many beautiful women in the world, so many unique women in the world. So what gets, you know, to me, what gets my attention, and I would like to speak for most men, but, you know, I don't know, is when you open your mouth that you know how to communicate and speak and do it with class. But at the same time, you know, you can, you know, you might know how to show your little hood flair a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I speak this way for a purpose, but you know, I'm regular too. So it's like you said, when you together complete sentences, when you can make sense, when you open your mouth, you know, either be making me laugh or be talking about something relevant. Like, just saying dumb stuff usually makes me put my phone up and get on Twitter right in front of you.
Right in front of your eyes.
Social networks to occupy, you know, to grab my attention, you know, so.
Yeah,
but then the food. I'm back to the food.
Yeah. We love dessert.
Yeah, food is good.
I'm going to give you an insight. Angelo does not eat chocolate.
No chocolate?
Eat chocolate. That is only disposable. Now, in other ways, you know, that can happen. But
why no chocolate? Are you allergic? What's happening?
I'm not allergic to chocolate. I actually... that's a whole other interview.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have to bring you back on a show when I have my sexpert on, and you're definitely going to have to tell me about that. But, yeah,
hold
I love
on,
chocolate. I have a sexpert on every other Tuesday, and then I have a doctor, a relationship doctor on every other Thursday.
So why wasn't our interview on Tuesday?
Because it's her show, and we deal with the listeners, you know, things, you know.
Okay.
So it's different. It's a whole different segment.
No, this is cool. I love it. I just was asking.
No, I know, babes. I was just saying that it's just a whole other, you know, segment. But you're definitely welcome to always call in and, you know, share that chocolate story. But the last question: are you guys single?
You know, and we loved it when we came up with this whole idea. All we tell everybody is we are married.
Married to the music. Yes. Love it.
You know, we hear that the whole mistress thing is very, very popular in the industry.
We are married to the music.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nico.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. It's single. Shout out to Nico Smith and Guilty Pleasure. Yeah, tell them to go to that track, too, if they want to know if we're single.
Yeah, definitely. You guys got to, you know, get in tune with their mixtape that's, you know, out right now and definitely, you know, figure it out. And then tweet me and let me know, guys. No, I'm just kidding. I have it. I'm going to have all the music already. I'm going to be ahead of the game.
Are you single?
I don't talk about that ever. I don't ever talk about my personal life.
You just try to put us on blast, huh?
No, that was a question from a listener. That wasn't my question.
Well, tell that listener this is our answer. We are absolutely open.
Okay, I love it, and as am I, just to put it into like a broad statement. Definitely. So tell people where they can, you know, follow up with you guys and, you know, stay in tune and, you know, check you guys out.
All right. Well, you definitely can get us on our Twitter. But definitely hit us up on our Facebook or Twitter, which is Motre Angelo. That's Motre Santana and Motre JC. That is J Paeci. And our website can link you to all of those things, basically www.motrade3.com. And that's a good start right there.
You can go to
no,
the website.
No, definitely.
Motrade Shop, the website, M-O-T-R-E 3. That's the number 3.com. You can find our Twitters, our Facebooks. You can find our mixtape. It takes you directly to a F-R-E-E. That is free, ladies and gentlemen. Download of 22 tracks of Married to the Music, you know, by Motrade. And you can go, you know, everything. It tells you everything you need to know about us. If you want to book us, if you want to, you know, check in, you know, upcoming shows, events, you know, if you want to rate us, you know, all the DJs, you know, if you want EPK, you can go to our website. You can find everything.
Yes, definitely, because the website, I wanted to say, too, like, it's awesome. I love it. It's interactive. It's, like, crystal clear. It's, like, it's nice. I love it. And I love the fact that I'm sorry?
No, for that, shout out to Terrence Smith.
Shout out to him. Yeah, because he did an excellent job on that. It's definitely, you know, easy on the eyes. You know, it's not like some people's sites I go to, I got to click off real quick, go get my glasses or my shades, and then, you know, go back on or something. So it's definitely a good look. I love it. And I love that picture with you guys, too. So y'all need to, like, get that and, like, sign that and send that to me ASAP.
The picture on your website,
where it's like says, it goes with the letters. It says Santana, you know, how it just like pops up the letters on you guys. I want that picture.
Right, okay.
I'm not even playing. Don't make me, you know, I said I'm not a fan, but don't let me go into fan mode as a stalker. Like, don't do it.
Hey, when you stalk us, are you gonna talk, speak to us with that voice?
No, because I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it where I...
Away.
Stalk away if you're going to do that.
just as long as you stalk in those pink pants.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, definitely. So I'm going to have a plate of food. I'm going to have the pink pants. I'm going to have the French manicure. I'm going to have on some hot pink and black Nikes.
And we're going to have an absolutely open time.
Absolutely.
With all of the pastors.
Okay, it's just going to be on because, I think I covered all the bases. And, you know, all I'm asking for is a picture autographed to me and sent to me in a drop.
We got you.
Yay.
You know what? Here's the thing. JP, we need the care package. JP has that touch. She has that touch. She will send you a package that you won't forget. You'll be Motrade out.
Don't make me do it.
With a Motrade fanny pack.
That's okay, because I'm going to wear it. I'm definitely going to wear it.
You don't know this woman. She's a monster. You're going to be brushing your teeth with a Motrade toothbrush.
That's okay. I would love it. Instead of three times, I'm going to do four times a day while I'm listening to the track. Don't worry about it. And then once I receive this, I'm going to do a video and put it on so everybody can see that, hey, I got my stuff, and this is what's happening. Give y'all love and a shout-out and all that stuff, too. But I don't leave them up long. So when people send me stuff, I'll put it up there, but it comes down quick.
All right.
You know?
Well, definitely.
So I'm just saying, you know, let the world know. Look what I got.
We will send you that package. And as a matter of fact, we'll just print it out and get you a poster, and we'll sign it, and we'll send it, and we'll, you know, send you a copy of the mixtape, and that's what it is. And by the way, that Crush, tell the people that we are still pushing that single. That is our single right now, Crush. So definitely check our YouTube out and check the video and stuff out.
No, definitely. That Crush, I'm telling you guys, I just took it off of rotation the beginning of this week. Just. From the time you guys send it to me. Oh, you want to sing us out? You guys want to sing us out? Like, don't do it. Okay. Definitely.
I've got one more website to catch us on, www.midwestmixtape.com. That is another huge site that you can download Married to the Music absolutely free. This is a free experience.
Shouts out to the Hitman, too. You can go to the Hitman's website. That's D-A, comma, Hitman, H-I-T-M-A-N, and look him up. And he, I mean, we're coast to coast. He has a really nice website as well. He's the DJ that hosted our mixtape. And, you know, shouts out to Dallas, Texas, and big up.
Yay. So thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for, you know, giving me some of your time. I really enjoyed talking to you guys and gaining more insight. And as I stated earlier, you know, I'm so in tune more than ever now, more than ever. So please keep the music coming. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Keep that drive, that motivation. It's inspirational to me. And I'm sure it had to touch those that are getting tuned to you for the first time. And I'm sure that, you know, there's going to be some new, you know, supporters coming your way.
All right. Hey, real quick, though, we want to send a special thank you to you, and we're going to do it like this. We can get it done tonight.
We can get it done tonight.
Hey, shouts out to you. Shouts out to New York. It's your boy Mo Trey in the building. You already know what it is. Where You Want to Be Entertainment, Unheard Media, Miss P, In Tune Radio Show.
Yeah, yo.
That's what it is.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you. And I'm about to tweet the hell out of I Just Got Serenaded, too. You guys have a great evening.
You're
welcome.
You too.
Okay, bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Santana, JC. Oh, my goodness. I can't even handle it. Like, I'm still, like, sitting here, like, buzzing from the fact that they just sang to me. Yay. So definitely look them up at www.motre3.com. And, you know, love them, Santana, Angelo, and JC. Definitely get in tune. So before we let you guys go tonight, I just wanted to play another track. And this one is called Married to the Music.
It's remix time again, man. Superman, Motre, Chocolate Pie, Nico Smith. Where you wanna be, baby? Let's go.
You know what it is. Nikki, said I'm back up in his bed. Well, I ain't looking for no girlfriend. Shorty or a 10. Gotta tip my hat to an asshole fat. Let me be your Superman.
Well, let's fly.
Don't need no X-ray vision. Wanna see what you got under them jeans.
Let me get you high.
Girl, you should come back to my crib tonight. Hit a little bit of this kryptonite. Take you to my super house. Lay you on my super couch. Treat you like a super villain. So we super banging.
Oh, we make you love with an alien.
Video in the studio.
Everybody
Yo, get your boy Juicy and Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rocking with Miss P, the High Short, 89 Short, Intro Radio. You feel me?
Yeah, babies, I just want to correct myself. Okay, the mixtape is married to the music, but the song that I just played was Superman. Ugh, you know, they should have never sang to me. Got me all twisted up over here. Got me thinking about pink pants and freaking sneakers and food when Miss P don't even cook, and, you know, a whole bunch of other things, you know. So once again, I just want to just, you know, hug them tight, 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 tight for just being so awesome, so grounded, and just so ready for the world. Love it, love it, love it. Much love to Santana. Much love to Angelo. Much love to JC. Much love to everyone who contributed to their project. And much love to the manager, JP. She's awesome. So, guys, get in tune, get in tuned, okay? I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I had fun. I'm on tomorrow. So tune in, guys, with Dr. Sue. And we're taking your confessions. We're taking your comments, your questions. It's going to be a good time. So tomorrow with Dr. Sue, 10 p.m. Again, Easton, for all you babies that tune into the show, I just want to thank you so much for your continuous support. And if you tune in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. Stay in tune with Miss P, because big things come in small packages. Good night, babies.
I'm in tune, 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 about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune.